Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.
Sean Defoe here.
And I'm Ivan Yates.
And this is Calling It, the News Talk podcast, where we're drilling into all the constituencies across the country, trying to predict what way they're going to go, looking at the runners and riders. And after all, actually, we've parsed through all the copious amounts of detail.
I'm calling it, trying to name the TDs to be elected in each constituency.
Now, the Taoiseach's own constituency of Wicklow is this particular episode. It was a 5-seater. It's now a 4-seater. Elected in 2020, the Bray and Greystones Brigade of John Brady from Sinn Féin, Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats, Simon Harris from Fine Gael, Stephen Matthews of the Green Party and Stephen Donnelly of Fianna Fáil. Significant redraw here, as we touched on in the episode on Wexford, where this constituency has basically been cut off at the knees, the bottom half of it moving in to the new Wicklow-Wexford constituency, the dividing line drawn roughly from below Wicklow town across, retaining the North Wicklow power bases of all the sitting TDs, and then Balt and Glass in the west of the county, that kind of thing. That said, 5-4 does not go. Someone is assured to lose a seat here, and the redraw is going to play potentially a big part in who finally gets in. Your runners and riders in Wicklow: John Brady of Sinn Féin, Stephen Matthews for the Green Party, Paul O'Brien of Labour, 2 for Fine Gael, Simon Harris the Taoiseach, and Edward Timmins, Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats, Kieran Hogan of A&2, Charlie Ketty, Independent, Shay Cullen, Independent, Stephen Donnelly for Fianna Fáil, Joe Behan, another Independent, Kelly McConnell of People Before Profit, 2 more Independents, Rob Carey and Philip Dwyer. Sean O'Leary, Gerry O'Neill and Dominic Plant are all also Independents, and Michaela Keddy for the Irish People. 5 TDs into 4 does not go.
Yes. Again, when we come to Wicklow Wexford, we'll see how half of Wexford feels, you know, disenfranchised. They want to vote for Wexford candidates. They feel this election is passing them by, and half of Wicklow. The bit that stays in Wicklow is where the TDs all previously emanated from, because the population, you know, part of the Greater Dublin area is Bray and Greystones, Kilcool and all that northern area. So actually all 5 TDs are not greatly discommoded, but someone like Paul O'Brien of Labour, who stood in the Wicklow town area, you know, beneath his feet is sliced off and gone. So that is a factor, and there was never an Arklow TD in Wicklow. So, you know, I would say that the 5 TDs are not desperately upset about the redraw, because their base area is included. So, first of all, I know Stephen Matthews and his wife Erica is a councillor, and they're very hardworking. And this is one of the ones to say, could the Green hold on? And then you find, and it was something that Micheál Martin alluded to on the leaders' debate with Katie Hannan, there was a little bit of things where Eamon Ryan, and the M22 was one of them, it was the Galway Ring Road was another, where it was the Eamon's Ryan way or no way when it came to roads. And there was a very detailed plan, because I would, so I take the train up mostly, the 620 or the 806 train up, from Enniscorthy to get to Dublin 2 or 3 times a week. But occasionally, if I say I'm filling in for Pat Kenny, I have to be here at 7 a.m. And I would drive. And really, from the Glen of the Downs on, you are a bumper to bumper, you know what I mean? And the traffic is desperate for the whole East Coast. And so there was this big plan to do an extra corridor, relief roads and so on. And even for the people travelling locally from Bray, Greystones area, or just Delgany, Kilcool and all that kind of thing.
It's a total, I live in Greystones now. This is my first time voting in this constituency, so this is going to be my one. And I have to drive that road, and even trying, if you're trying to get from Bray to Greystones or Delgany in the morning, it's a disaster.
So they came up with this major plan, Wicklow County Council and TII. And what did the bowled Eamon Ryan do? He vetoed it at a final stage of design and so on. And Stephen Matthews is getting the blame for this. And the situation is that plus the green tide means that it looks very simple. His is the seat that's gone and the other four will survive. And then I delve a bit deeper. So I'm saying, first of all, the Taoiseach is here. And this is the first complication. Harris is gunning for a second seat.
Yeah.
And he had a convention and he went for geography and Eddie Timmins came through. Billy Timmins in the last election and his father before him, Godfrey. So Billy Timmins got 4,600, ended up with 5,813. And, you know, he had left to the Fine Gael and stood, was a Renew or something like that. The abortion issue, it was an issue for him. And he was kind of Lanigan's ball a bit in and out. But they went for that option of running Eddie Timmins, who lives in Grange Conn, just outside Bolton Glass. And so, okay, so they're definitely in the frame for an extra seat and we're taking out Matthews. So then, will Brady hold on? Yes. What did Brady get the last time?
Brady got a big vote. He got 17,000 votes last time around in the combined constituency. Now, he did very well in Arklow, always did very well in Arklow, and that's gone. But you still, look, there's an awful long way to fall.
Well, where I'm looking at him is somewhere 10 to 12,000, and he'll hold on. He's hardworking, he's popular, he's high profile locally.
Yeah, he's lots of brace on up.
Yeah, and he'd get transfers across the way. So, Harris elected, Brady elected. And now we come on to Jennifer Whitmore.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Whitmore has really consolidated her position. She's got very popular and I think she has a safe seat at this stage. She's quite media high profile, but she's seen as, what's the thing I look out for? Likeability. Mm-hmm. People like Jennifer and she is that North Greystones player. And, you know, she's a type, you know, to be a kind of, do they call them soccer moms or hockey moms? She'd be getting that vote. You know what I mean? And sort of younger women, you know, would vote and gravitate. And the Sock Dems is a kind of, you know, very kind of socially acceptable thing to do, to vote for the Sock Dems. They get a great middle class vote. So she's ticking that box. So now we've given to, there's only one left.
Yeah, she'd also be, if she does lose the seat, she's the kind of only in the running female candidate here as well.
Yeah.
So you have to factor that
in.
So you've got three
elected.
Harris, Brady, Whitmore, all in and all safe. Where are we going now?
So then this guy, Sean Defoe, sent me the local election results. And what did I see? Wicklow, Bolton Glass, Greystones, Bray West, Bray East. Independence. 29.6%, 25%, 42.7%, Bray West, 46.8%, and 13.8%. And then I look at Fianna Fáil. Fianna Fáil in Bray East, 8.6%. Fianna Fáil, they're not even registering in Bray West. Yeah. They lost two council seats there.
Lost one in Greystone,
yeah,
too.
And they got 9. So I'm saying, sorry, the entire infrastructure of Fianna Fáil councillors. And then I make some inquiries. How's Donnelly going amongst Fianna Fáilers? And first thing I find is that the convention was put off a couple of times. My radar goes up. Why would you put off conventions when you have a sitting minister as the sole, you're not going to run two, as the sole candidate? And then the more I delved into it, it became problematic. He had a constituency office in Bray. He closed it. He had a constituency office in Wicklow, in Greystones. He closed it. The councillors lost their seats. Joe Behan was eating his lunch. And then I find that he's not a Fianna Fáiler at all. He doesn't attend the common meetings and he doesn't buy, you know, when his canvassers who do come out, the last dregs of the soldiers of destiny, he doesn't even buy him pint. And so the situation is every rock I turned over for Donnelly was negative. Now, against that, I think he's been a reasonably good Minister for Health. He's actually dared to mention value for money. Now, whether that's Robert Watt or him. So I think he's done an okay job as Minister for Health. Now, he has spent several billion more, which helps, you know, in terms of dealing with. So I'm not down on Donnelly. I think he's, you know, there's a lot of people who are national politicians and just don't do clinics, just don't do the local thing and either don't get it or don't want to get it.
He would dispute that and has disputed that to me. He's heard you saying the pint thing before and is quite unhappy with you for saying.
Okay, yeah. I'm like I said, the one universal truth of the end of calling it is that Ivan Yates is a complete bollocks. And so I accept that. But I put it like this, I don't make this stuff up, right? And it doesn't come stuff about Fianna Fáil councillor doesn't come from Fine Gael, okay?
Right.
So that's all I can say. I'm trying to give the truth as I see it. So definitely I'm saying he is in peril. And I double checked it with other Fianna Fáil sources who would be very, 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 you know, DNA, you know, would hate them to lose a seat, right? And they said to me, there's going to be an independent elected here. So I scurried around and I looked at the independents, and then I looked at the figures for the geography of Wicklow West, and I came to the conclusion that there ain't more. You know, when you take out this vote and that vote, there ain't more than a base of $4,000 for Timmins, Eddie Timmins.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't think you can tell Harris people who, and Harris will get a vote that's more than a Fine Gael vote.
Yeah.
They want to vote for Taoiseach. He's got huge momentum, all that good stuff, you know. So therefore, if Harris gets a huge surplus, it won't all go to Timmins. So I came to the conclusion that in a battle for the last seat between an independent, Timmins and Donnelly, three, but for just one seat, it's a hard call.
Yeah.
So again, I went for a walk, and then I had...
You have all your epiphanies, not at the end of a
this
pint.
This is a lovely walk. It's a 6 kilometre walk, 3 miles. And this stage now, it's dark. You know what I mean? Like, it gets dark early now. And so I came to the conclusion, and I scurried around. And would you believe it? I was thinking Joe Behan all along,
yeah,
because of Bray. And he did really well in the local
election. Fianna Fáil
vote. And then people said, you know, Joe's not getting any younger. And Joe was a TD, but he was really in his zeitgeist a few years ago.
Yeah, it was 2007, wasn't he, a TD? So it's gone on a while.
Joe is the kingmaker. When Joe goes out, who he transfers to will elect. And I landed on, and this will affect Simon listening to this with his cornflakes, I landed on Shay Cullen. There is a feeling that he was hard done by and mistreated in the convention. And there's a, other than likability, a little bit of sympathy goes a long way in a campaign. And I hear from Newtown Mount Kennedy that he is going to be the last man standing, and he will ultimately dislodge Donnelly, in my opinion.
Okay, there was nothing more sad than the image of him at the convention, where he's sat with Simon Harris in the middle, him on one side, Timmins on the other, and the head is just down, and he just knows that he hasn't got it. He obviously went as an independent. It's a very hard call. So I was speaking to people in the Fianna Fáil camp there. They reckon Fine Gael, between the run-up to the election and the election itself, are going to outspend them 8-1 to try and win that fourth seat and dislodge Donnelly. And it would be nothing but the cherry on the cake for Harris to drag Timmins over the line, to have a Bertie-style vote and just bring him over, and kumbaya, he has two seats.
Well, would you believe it? Out of the mouth of babes, I was in News Talk between these sessions, and a fella lives in a different part of Wicklow.
Mm.
And he said, would you believe it? There's Harris and Timmins posters all over the Wicklow-Wexford constituency where they can't vote for him. So some of that money, I guarantee, is wasted.
Yeah, and some, but it's everywhere. If you go drive through Grange, so I drive through Greystones, drive through a bit of Bray to get onto the N11, drive along the Southern Cross. And if Donnelly's on every third poster and Joe Behan is on every seventh, Harris is on every one.
Mm.
He is absolutely there. So he is 100% gunning for that. But I think you could be onto something here, because Shay Cullen is just the fly in the ointment here, isn't he? He's going to take some of those Fine Gael
votes. There's a bit of a surge for independence.
There is as well. Like, so if he's,
in other words, you're not entirely happy with the government, but, and you know, the Brady voters will go for Sinn Féin. You just want to give them a tap on the ankles. You don't want to give them a kick in the groin. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Cullen could go back to the Fine Gael party. Yeah, but put it like this, I think the independents will transfer to each other, but I just think a few things I heard meant that Cullen had that little bit of momentum. But put it like this, this is not clear cut.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these voters, like yourselves and Greystones, so they don't take politics that seriously. One day they'll vote for this, the next day they change their mind. You know, I call it viral voting. So it's very hard for Ivan to know if they don't know themselves.
There you go. So Wicklow constituency, we are going to have three of the sitting TDs returned: Jennifer Whitmore, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, and John Brady of Sinn Féin. And joining them in a blow to Fine Gael, a body blow, is Shay Cullen, the former Fine Gael councillor who left the party to contest as an independent. And you have the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, one of the most high-profile casualties of this election, but incredibly tight around that fourth seat. And whoever can get ahead on that first count is going to be going a long way to taking that fourth seat. That is the Wicklow constituency. This has been Calling It with myself, Sean Defoe, and Ivan Yates, produced by Mark Simpson and Jess Kelly. Don't forget to subscribe wherever it is you get your podcast to keep track of all the constituencies as they come out ahead of polling day on November 29th.
Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe, a News Talk original podcast.